United Way and Ad Council.
Seven after the hour, the Good Day Weekend program continues, and we're alive and well this Christmas weekend. Make yourself feel better. You may be by yourself, you may have had a tough week, you may have had a tough month, you may have had a tough year. Both Christmas and New Year's, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here alive, taking your calls at 888-553-7536. One of the things that if you're just joining us, we were talking to the lady about her back pain. I have an email from a lady named Sarah, and it sort of speaks to something that's going on with one of the women that has worked for me on the farm, Ken, for a long time, and I'll tell you about her story. Her name is Joan. Her husband just had surgery, open-heart surgery, about a month ago, and it's gotten to her. I think psychologically, she knows that it's gotten to her, but then she was feeling terrible. She had stomach aches. She had pelvic pain. She had chronic pain in her lower back, and it was mostly between her hip bones. And as I read this email from Sarah, I was also thinking about Joan. The wonder here is whether or not something has ruptured, appendicitis. That isn't, Joan has a disc that has to be replaced or dealt with. But this lady, Sarah, has said that she has had this pain at least one day a week for a long time. And I said, the last thing I said to Christine, who called us in the last hour, was wondering out loud whether the back pain might have been something. I asked her if she'd had a mammogram, because my former wife Tony's breast cancer started as back pain. And that's why, I mean, I don't think this is a really hard area of the body because there's so much going on.
Upper back here. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, but well, this lady, Sarah, has the same stomach problem that that Joan was arguing with her doctor about. Oh, no, it's not. And it finally came out that it was a slipped disc. But that's what I'm saying. This lady who's asking us about her pelvic pain in the email says she's been to a doctor, and actually went to an OBGYN, because that was a lot of women. Their main doctor is an OBGYN, right?
Exactly.
So what do you tell people? What kind of is you go through all these symptoms? This sounds kind of complex to me.
Well, pelvic pain in a woman can be due to a lot of things. You can have an infection. You mentioned appendicitis. That definitely can be part of the problem. But you can have some injury to that area. You can have circulation problems down there. There's just a whole bunch of issues. There's psychiatric and mental disorders that can present themselves down there, what we call functional pain, also in the mind. But there can be physical, mental issues. There can be cancers in that area. I don't want to get the person concerned, but that's an area where you don't want to get that evaluated virtually. You want to be in, let the doctor do a good examination with their hands, and make the diagnosis.
All right. So that's the thing. There's so many different things going on there. You need a physical exam, a thorough physical exam, because we could be all over the place answering your question, Sarah. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com is the email address. You can send them to me, doug@gooddayshow.com. The health and wellness newsletter that you publish every Friday, what's the focus this week for folks? If they've signed up, they've already seen it, but what is the focus of your work on the newsletter this weekend?
The number one killer of all Americans, men and women, heart disease. We have the cutting-edge information to keep your heart healthy in this week's health newsletter. It's free. Go to our websites, mine at drkenshow.com or Doug's at dougsteffen.com, and sign up.
Just easy to do. Just click the little box there, put your email address, that's all you have to do. How does, speaking of heart and your expertise, how does the problem of holiday heart present itself during the Christmas and New Year's season?
Holiday heart is a real problem, Doug, and the day after Christmas is hazardous to your heart health, and there's several reasons why. there's probably three reasons why people present with heart problems right after Christmas. One is they drink too much alcohol, and the electrical system of the heart is really sensitive to sudden excessive amounts of alcohol, and people present to their doctors with what we call atrial fibrillation, where the top of the heart is suddenly beating like a bag of worms, and you have a very irregular heartbeat. Sometimes you can feel weak and dizzy, and you can have clots that go to the brain and cause strokes. So this can be a real concerning issue. It's a very common issue, but often with a little bit of extra push by too much alcohol, it presents itself. One of the other reasons why people the day after Christmas will end up with heart problems is one of the slowest days in the hospital all year, Doug, is Christmas Day.
Sure.
I used to work when I was a house officer, or a resident, or a beginning doctor. One of the common days I would work is Christmas Day. You have to be so sick to see a patient. People hate to come into the healthcare system on Christmas Day. And what happens is they'll get chest discomfort on Christmas Day. Usually they'd be at the doctor, the emergency room immediately. You delay this 12 hours, and you're going to have a big, big problem. And that's why so many people don't survive their heart attacks over Christmas, because they just don't go to the doctor. One other reason why holiday heart gets its well-known name this time of year is people who have weak hearts, who shouldn't be taking any salt. They have a little bit of heart failure or bad heart failure. Usually they're taking in no sodium, no salt, but they forget, or they just celebrate over the Christmas, and suddenly they're back in heart failure.
All right, so be careful. Look out for holiday heart. If you're feeling a problem, go get it taken care of. Get it checked out. 888-553-7536. Not all the good doctors are Christians. There are plenty of people who are of varying religious pedigrees, shall we say, that are on duty, that are happy to. That's one of the things I remember once. I don't remember what the problem was, but going to the hospital, and there were plenty of good doctors who are available, because they were asked to work on Christmas Day, and if it's not part of your religious tradition, it's not a problem. All right, so here we go. 888-553-7536. Back to the callers. Bob's in York, Pennsylvania. Happy New Year to you, Bob.
Happy New Year and Merry Christmas.
Hi, Bob. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Doc. I had in July, I guess it calls a TIA, and then a couple of days later, I had a mini stroke.
Yes, a TIA is a reversible stroke. Bless your heart. You have symptoms. Either you suddenly can't talk, or your eyes change. You can't move. You have abnormal sensation. And then it all goes away, and suddenly you feel fine.
Right. And 2 days later, I had a mini stroke.
Yes, and this is common. It's the calm before the storm. People who say, oh, I made it through, there's nothing wrong. But usually that's a huge warning that there's a big event coming. If it was a mini stroke, you were lucky, because so often this is a warning of a big storm coming. How are you doing now, Bob?
Oh, very good. Now, with the problem that I'm having, I have emphysema. I've had it for a lot of years. That really isn't a problem. They did a EKG TEE, the carotid artery ultrasound, and they used an oximeter on me, because they felt that when I get up in the mornings, my blood pressure is high.
Let me just explain.
Not as high as it used to be.
Let me explain to everybody what you're talking about. What you're talking about is that you had an evaluation after you presented with this mini stroke, and they did an electrocardiogram looking at your heart rhythm, because that's what I was talking about, the holiday heart. They're doing some detective work trying to figure out why you had this stroke. So first they look at your electrocardiogram, making sure that you're not in atrial fibrillation, and then they did a carotid ultrasound. Doug has had that. They were looking at the pipe from your heart to your brain, making sure there was no severe blockage. And then they put a little tube down your throat, and they, with a little ultrasound tip machine at the tip of that, so they could look from inside under your feeding tube, under your esophagus, at your heart. Doug has had an echocardiogram, an ultrasound of the heart at the surface of the chest. This is to do it from inside so we can make sure there are no clots inside the heart that are being pumped to the rest of the body. And that's why you had that pulse oximetry is a method of making sure there's enough oxygen in your circulation by putting this little clamp on the tip of your finger. And that's why that's done. You mentioned emphysema. Emphysema almost always, not always, but almost always is due to smoking. I hope you're not smoking. And this will just lead to circulation problems between high blood pressure, smoking, and at your age, I hope you have all these risk factors for stroke under control.
Okay, doctor. I gave up smoking 20 years ago.
Good.
I haven't touched it. The trouble is, they say it's a family history. My father, actually my mother had high blood pressure, not my father.
Yes.
And the age, the emphysema doesn't hurt. But everything cleared as far as that went. They found that the only thing that caused the stroke was the high blood pressure.
Are you having trouble keeping the blood pressure under control now, Bob?
In the morning's the only time that I have, and it's like yesterday morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, I took it. It was 138, 89, 71 was my pulse. And then it went down to 137 and went up to 143. Within, I'd say, 10 minutes, I take it three times. Now, they have me on Advanox. They have me on...
That's a blood thinner.
Sindistatin, Parvidol, Lisinopril, and...
Oh, God.
Amlodipine.
So you're on three blood pressure lowering medications. Those last three are blood pressure lowering medicines, and you're on a cholesterol medicine, and you're on a blood thinner. These are common drugs that we use when you have high blood pressure, circulation problems in the body, and you need those three because your blood pressure, the goal in somebody like yourself is at least 140 over 90, less than that, and you're pushing the edge. Let me recommend that you get that blood pressure checked, resting and sitting. Wait at least 15 minutes so you're mentally and physically fully relaxed, because that can affect your blood pressure. And make sure you're down to ideal body weight, avoiding salt, limiting alcohol. And talk to the doctors about getting into an exercise program, Bob, because that will absolutely help to keep the blood pressure under control, because you're already on three blood pressure medicines. If it doesn't stay down with the three, what you need to do is, and Doug, you've had this, look at the blood flow to the kidneys, because about 7% of people have high blood pressure because of blockage in the circulation to the kidneys, the renal arteries, and you can use seven blood pressure lowering medicines and the blood pressure won't go down until you open up the circulation to the kidneys.
Sounds like good advice, Bob. Try to take it. Thank you for your call, and Merry Christmas again. 888-553-7536. There's a blog at drkenshow.com, Ken's website. Click on the upper right-hand corner and blog away. A lot of great experiences are still yet to be heard as we continue on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health for Christmas weekend.
'Tis the season of cold and flu. During the busy travel season, you may be 100 times as likely to catch a cold on an airplane as in your normal daily routine. But there are simple steps you can take to give your family the gift of health during the holidays. Environmental journalist Rachel Lincoln Sarnoff, publisher of EcoStiletto.com and MommyGreenest.com, has more.
There are simple ways to relieve cold symptoms as they begin to appear. Eat garlic, stay hydrated with fluids like orange juice, avoid touching your mouth and nose to stop the spread of germs, and use a product like Simply Saline Nasal Mist to relieve congestion and wash nasal passages. Simply Saline brand products are drug-free, made from naturally derived ingredients, and are completely safe for every member of the family, even infants.
Simply Saline products are made from purified water and sodium chloride, commonly known as salt, and are non-addictive. For more information, visit www.simplysaline.com.
888-553-7536. Your call's up next here on the Good Day Weekend program.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system. 25.
Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
All right, Dr. Ken is in his Santa Claus outfit today. He's all dressed up in red.
Got my beard.
888. Yeah, you look cool in a beard. 888-553-7536. There is no such thing as a dumb question. The only dumb question is the one that has not been asked. So ask away. Don't feel like you're imposing. That's why we're here, folks. We're here to help you out. Cindy calls from Clarkston, Maine. My question for you, Cindy, is where is Clarkston in Maine? Charleston.
Actually, it's Charleston, and it's north of 40 minutes north of Bangor, Maine, which is about 2 hours north of Portland, Maine.
Yeah, I know. I know the area well enough to be dangerous, because I would, when I went up the coast of Maine to Deer Isle, or I'd sometimes go up to Bangor and or Augusta and go over that way, mm-hmm. and I've certainly been close to Maine. But more central and southern Maine, so I didn't. That town didn't ring a bell with me.
It's a beautiful place. It's a very small town, and we just got last year we got our first blinking light. There's no stores in the town. It's just a
maybe this August you'll invite me.
Yeah.
Well, you're welcome anytime. It's a very beautiful place up here. Moosehead Lake is also very nice too.
Yeah, Shirley, Maine. How far are you from Shirley?
Not too far. I'd say maybe 39 minutes.
Yeah. See, they have some of the closest people in my life who ran one of the farms that I spent my youth on came from Shirley Mills, and I can still remember driving into that town and the little village and the houses that were there. Just it's a picture of Americana that we don't want to lose, frankly.
I went to a breakfast there one summer morning, all overlooking the water.
Yeah,
they had a town breakfast, and it was just beautiful.
Yeah.
But I live in Charleston Village. It's a smaller area, but the town is growing a little bit. I think it may have 1,000 people now.
Really? Well, those areas are growing.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Manchester, New Hampshire. A family of five. My dad was an electrical engineer at Beatty Electric. He used to design meters for aircraft.
What got you to... Ken, if you could visualize this place, the Moosehead Lake is one of the, it's a quiet, quiet place, and usually only New England, there are very few people, unless that's changed, Cindy, that know about Moosehead Lake or would travel, because it's a pretty good hike off the roadway, the major roadways, and it isn't the kind of place that you'd go out of your way to, or you'd stumble upon, unless you knew somebody was there, or knew about the place. Am I right, Cindy?
Yes. Actually, I found a new place last summer that I absolutely love called Tom Hegan.
It's part
of Moosehead Lake. It's a resort area.
Yeah.
People do fly from all around the world. They fly into places where there's no way to get in but fly in from all around the world. It's a very, very popular place. There's still some good places to go fishing.
Sounds lovely to me.
All right, so, Cindy, what can Dr. Ken do for you this Christmas weekend?
Well, first I want to say Merry Christmas, and thank you for the show. I'm a first-time listener. I just happened to turn it on this morning, and I'm delighted to discover this radio station. I wrote down your web address and everything, and just thank you very much.
We hope you get addicted.
Okay. Well, anyway, my question is, I had a big surprise March 2009. I had 3 stents put in my heart. I didn't even know there was an issue. I've always been pretty active in sports and keeping myself in good shape and everything. And then
it's a guy's problem, right? All along you always thought it was for the men, not for the women.
Oh, right. I just didn't think it was an issue. And then I was planning to travel over to Egypt, and so I went for a more thorough checkup, and then the doctor came in the room one day, and he said, guess what? You're a candidate for a massive heart attack, and then walked out. And I said, whoa. And so I think they were going to do a bypass that day, but I requested to maybe have a catheterization. I went to a different hospital. But my question is, I am taking Plavix, and I was told that there's nothing that you can take if you get in a car accident if you're taking Plavix. But the question I have is that I had drug-eluting stents put in versus a non-drug-eluting stent. And so it was explained to me recently that the reason I have to take Plavix for 2 years or more is because of the drug-eluting stents. And I thought that the drug-eluting stents were to help prevent scar tissue.
Wow, Cindy, let's try and untangle this. And,
it's a Plavix question.
It's okay. And, Doug, if we run out of time, maybe we can hold on to Cindy. See, let's back it up a little bit, because I think a lot of the listeners can learn so much from you. What about your lifestyle or your history, your risk factors would suggest that you would have blockages to the circulation to your heart, which potentially could be life-threatening? Were you a smoker, high blood pressure, cholesterol issues, diabetic? Did this run in your family?
It runs in my family. I'm not. I do have cholesterol. Well, I don't now, but I did have high cholesterol. I'm a non-smoker, non-drinker. I always lived a very, very healthy lifestyle. A lot of exercise. Very active person.
What kind of family history?
My dad had his first heart attack at 35.
There you go. A male in your family, 55 or less, a female, 65 or less. That would really bring high risk to you, Cindy, and you're teaching a lot of people a lot.
And my cousin dropped dead at 38 years old, and he was a handsome, strong man. You never know that it was an issue.
But that is the key issue.
Yeah,
not so much your symptoms, but your risk profile.
Yeah, my risk profile was not aware of.
Hold on a second. We're going to pause for a few things, and we're going to come back to you in a moment. It's the 29 after on Good Day Weekend for Christmas weekend.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
15%.
Dr. Ken, there's a line open. 1-888-55-DRKEN. You ever had a doctor's question you didn't get answered? You got to the doctor's office and you're left without your good answers. You're looking for more options. It's hard to get to the doctor right now, and you want to ask, no bill, 1-888-55-DRKEN. I'm a spokesperson for the American Heart Association, but I've been in medicine over 30 years. There are very few problems I've yet to see. I've been taking care of patients since the 1970s. 1-888-55-DRKEN, D-R-K-E-N, will get you on the air this holiday weekend pretty quickly and answer your questions, and I promise I won't embarrass anybody.
888-553-7536. Doug Steffen in the Good Day program. Happy to have Dr. Ken as our official medical advisor, and that's what makes it so easy for us to be together on the weekend for this two-hour extravaganza. No question that is in your mind is verboten. Ask the question. You help a lot of people. We're having a conversation with Cindy, a lady from the boondocks of deepest, darkest Maine, and I have a visualization of you because of my own experience with some of the down Mainers, and it isn't, I don't know whether this is sort of stereotypical or not, but I'm guessing from the way you sound, more than the way you've described yourself, that you are, you said you've always been active all your life. I picture you with a lot of the women that I've known from, and I don't know why it is, but it just seems to be a commonality of women from central and northern New England. I don't mean big in the sense that you're big, strong women, physically, emotionally, and all of that stuff kind of goes together spiritually.
Am I on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yes, I visioned myself 95 years old, still splitting wood.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
So, all right. That's, see, that, that's exactly what
close,
I'm
close, it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm pretty close on it. Yeah.
But
right.
I'm from New Hampshire, though, but I do have a lot of family in York, Maine also. So I just love Maine. And
Cindy,
I want to do my best to keep a good heart.
Cindy, let's keep you healthy. You sound like a great woman. And don't blame yourself here. You've done everything right you possibly can. Unfortunately, you have genes that clog up your circulation to your entire body. I would imagine, as you said before, your cholesterol, especially your bad cholesterol, is very high. It sounds like you're on medication for that now. It runs in your family. Everyone in your family needs to be watched carefully. And you had...
May I interrupt here for just a second? So what happens to her children? Cindy, you have children?
Yes, I have a son who's 23 years old. My cholesterol is 161 with medication right now, to let you know that. I'm sorry, what?
The LDL, and then we'll get to your son, the bad cholesterol?
The bad cholesterol, I don't remember the latest figures, but they're all going down. They're within normal range right
well,
now.
Well, normal range is different from person to person. For you, your bad cholesterol definitely should be less than 70, even less than 60, because of your high risk. And Doug...
Should my combined be towards 100, like 100?
Well, the total is not really the number you want to focus on. You want to focus on the fragments because it can be all bad or all good. You want your bad under 70, your good over 50 as a woman, mm-hmm. and your triglycerides under 150.
Okay, my triglycerides are under 150.
But I would imagine in your family history, everybody has high LDL, bad cholesterol.
Yes, on my dad's side. My mother's side, no. My mother's pretty healthy and
strong.
Right,
that's where the genetic problem was on your dad's side.
But both sides of the family, people lived in, not all, mostly my mom's side, they lived into their 90s and 100s.
Yeah.
So I don't know which I'm going to get.
Well, so she's described her own circumstances, but you were right on her, Ken, when she told you about her father and what happened to him in his 30s.
Right.
So what about her son? What does she need to know? What does she need to tell her son to do, given her history? Your husband's history? What, Cindy, what's your husband's history?
His father had, he died young. He died in the 60s, and he had a heart situation. He already had a sense of humor, too. He wore a T-shirt that had, if you find me, it's my telephone number on the front, and then he had it on the back. So if he fell and had a heart attack while he was running on the stomach, they could read the back. Or if he fell on his back, they could read his stomach.
Cindy, because of your father.
Yeah, but this is your husband or your father?
No, this is his dad. But I think my husband probably, his blood work is good. He doesn't have high cholesterol. He doesn't have issues like that.
Cindy, because of your dad and that history alone, that gene is going to be prominent in your family. And that triggers us as heart doctors to be much more aggressive in terms of risk reduction in your situation. And there was a publication in the last 2 weeks from the American Heart Association with families at high risk. You can start as early as 9 years old to lower the risk of getting these problems. And I don't mean being crazy, but I mean checking cholesterol, checking blood pressure, making sure you stay away from cigarette smoking, knowing what the weight is. You want to know your numbers and knowing the sugar, your blood pressure, your sugar, glucose number, your cholesterol. These are the numbers that everyone in your family should know and get down to ideal numbers.
I'm working with my son. He still goes to Wendy's.
And
I've gone vegan. Another thing I've done, too, in the last 7 months is I've gone vegan, and that has made my numbers really good.
That'll help. But in your situation, your liver makes at least 75% of your cholesterol. And also, you're on, I would imagine, a statin drug because you already have blockage.
Crestor,
excellent. And that's what you need to help the inflammation in the circulation be minimized because you have blockage, you had stent, you had a balloon put into that circulation. It was opened up. The wire mesh was followed. You mentioned that you had a drug-eluting stent.
All three of them are drug-eluting, yes.
There's two different kinds of stent. One is bare metal. The other is drug-eluting. Before we had these wire meshes, they look like the little springs on the old ballpoint pens. Before we had those, about one in three vessels would close off in the first year, and we'd be putting people back so often. It was very frustrating. When we got these other stents that were bare metal, about one in five had to go back in the first year. And now with the drug-eluting stent, where there's a little bit of antibacterial substance on the surface of the stent, this lowers the inflammation around the area where the balloon opens the vessel. Now only 1 in 20 or less actually end up needing to go back in and having this redone. The problem with the drug-eluting stent is that it does slightly increase the risk of a clot. It dramatically lowers the risk of that vessel collapsing, but you can have, especially in the first year, an increased risk of clotting. That's why we put everybody on Plavix once a day for a year if you have a drug-eluting stent. We don't use it that long if it's a bare metal stent. But where it gets a little dicey is some people will actually recommend staying on some Plavix for up to 5 years or more. What I've been doing, what I've been doing with my patients who have drug-eluting stents, depending on their risk profile, and in yours, you have a high risk profile for this problem. You probably want to talk to your heart doctor about staying on Plavix two or three times a week for a prolonged period of time.
What do you mean two or three? I take it every day.
You want to take it every day for the first year after you have the stent.
Mm-hmm.
And your stent was put in when?
March 2009.
So you're at least a year. Did your doctor mention when they wanted to start? I wouldn't right now cut back. Please don't, on my word alone, cut back. But what I would usually do with somebody like yourself, if you had an uncomplicated stenting procedure with a drug-eluting stent after 1 year, which would have been March of 2010, I would have put you on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday Plavix, not 7 days a week. But don't do that without talking to your doctor first.
I have an excellent cardiologist. He's wonderful.
I bet he is.
And I also take lisinopril.
Lisinopril.
And
is an ACE inhibitor, which has added circulatory benefit. So you're on the concoction. You're on the statin, the Plavix, the ACE inhibitor. Sometimes we also put you on a beta blocker. You're on the right medicines.
I'm on aspirin, too, 325 with the Plavix in the morning.
Okay. Yeah. Well, again, that Plavix, after a year, talk to your doctor about if you can cut it back a little bit. Don't do it on your own.
Good story, Cindy. Thank you.
Thank you. That's a good question.
Keep cutting that wood. Keep yourself active and enjoy your life up there. Thank you. Yep, take good care. 888-553-7536, the other side of the country. Donna, listening in California, wants some advice from Dr. Ken. So, Donna, please go ahead with our best wishes for Christmas and the New Year. What do you have on your mind?
Well, Merry Christmas to you. I have just come out of carotid artery surgery this last Tuesday. And I was wondering, I have a question about the whooshing in sounds in the ears.
Yes.
Is that normal, or is that just because it opened up?
Well, that's an interesting question, because what Don is describing is the pipe from the heart to the brain, the carotid artery. And when this gets more than 70% obstructed without symptoms, what we'll often do, not in every case, but we'll often try and open that up. If you're having, we heard earlier about reversible mini strokes or TIAs, mm-hmm. we'll open that up even with less blockage, up to 50% if you're having what we call symptomatic blockage, and that would be a stroke, a TIA, or a mini stroke, as we heard about before. But one of the ways this often gives us a warning that there's some blockage, patients will come into my office, they'll say, Dr. Ken, I hear my heartbeat in my ear. I hear a whooshing sound in the ear. And usually you'll hear that before we open it up. Donna, you're now hearing it after surgery?
Yes, after surgery.
And you never had this sound before surgery?
No.
Okay. I would go, you must have a cardiovascular surgeon who did this. I would let them know about that and see, they may want to just do an ultrasound and make sure everything was okay. Did you have surgery or a stent?
I had surgery on the right side.
When did you start hearing this sound?
I came out Tuesday and Wednesday, about Thursday.
And okay, so it was not immediate.
No.
All right. Well, no. What I would do, don't bother. Don't feel like you're bothering the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
It's Christmas weekend.
Yeah.
And those of us who go into medicine, we know that we're working and we don't really see the difference. So don't feel like you're going to be bothering the doctor. This is new a few days after surgery. I want you to just, for peace of mind, I want you to call the surgeon, let them know, and see what they say.
All right. Well, I'll do that then. I just wondered if it was normal, you know, because it opened up, or if it, you know, the other side that I need done.
I don't want to alarm you, but hopefully that's all it is. Maybe it's just a little bit of wax in your ear, but given the story that you mentioned to me, I want to make sure the blood's flowing. They may want to get an ultrasound of that carotid.
Okay.
Right back to it. All right, Donna, thank you. 888-553-7536. I always wonder about that. We have checked my carotid arteries, and you found a little blockage. It's not as clear. It just has some in it, and, you know, there are things you can do and things you can't do about it. I wonder because I think I told you this. A fellow who's like my second father died, had a stroke after the carotid. His carotid were blocked 90%, and they did the operation, but a piece broke loose. Don't they? They must. This was 40 years ago, 35 years ago. And now they have ways, almost like a vacuum cleaner, making sure that doesn't happen, don't they?
Well,
when they do that operation.
We've gotten
that
a lot
better.
That
great after a couple of days.
I would have thought,
you know, that's a pretty serious operation, isn't it?
Well, unfortunately, it went too long in this individual, and you like to get in there before this. And the procedure has gotten less risky, and people have gotten more experienced over the years. And you just have to make sure that the risks and the benefits are accounted for before you go.
Dr. Ken Cronow is available at 888-553-7536. That's frozen away because we're coming into your home. We're making a house call, 14 before the hour. Save money this holiday season. The wrinkle-free face that you have wanted. You've seen pictures, Ken, of the before and the after when people have, they go through various things to fix up their face. We tease one of the members of our staff, Roberta Fasnelli, because she's taken time to have a little nip here, a little tuck there. And then there are people who get the chemicals and all that stuff. Well, for most people, you can avoid the problem and avoid the problem of wrinkles or deal with the problem of wrinkles by simply going to two products that Ken and I have been talking about for a long time. And this is about real beauty. I suppose it depends on how you're defining real beauty. I'm betting that Cindy, the person from Maine, was a real beauty. Beauty's in the eyes of the beholder. But we all know what puffy eyes look like, and those are distracting lines and wrinkles and the sagging lids. And so do you go to a doctor or do you call a number? And I think this is what I'm suggesting. You try this. You get started by dialing 800-607-7078 and ask for a product from New Vitality called Night Skin. Night Skin Cream is the absolute best way for both men and women to look younger, and that's what you want. It would have been a great thing. Hopefully, a lot of people said that they go to this number and they call and get it as a stocking stuffer. Perfect way to get started. You can get a free bottle of Night Skin by calling 800-607-7078. Free bottle of Night Skin. You put it on at night, and it re-moisturizes your skin. It has a complementary product called Tautinol, Ken, that you pretty much like for use in the daytime.
Well, you've gotten those presents for everybody else. Why don't you finish the holiday season and get something for yourself? Why not look your best, feel your best? Sometimes these little things bother you in your appearance, and it gives you such a lift. It improves your self-confidence. There's no reason to be ashamed about this. Guys, also, this is fine for you. Women, just add that boost. Everybody's confidence. They look their best. You don't have to go under the surgery. You don't have to have those needles. You can try with these plastic surgeon-developed product that uses the natural ingredients that your skin has. They're just not in high enough concentration to let the skin reheal itself. Tautinol has hyaluronic acid, vitamin C, Matrixyl 3000 in it, put together by a prominent plastic surgeon, the ingredients your skin needs that it naturally has to help heal itself.
Again, the number, toll-free, 800-607-7078. As for Tautinol, which has a great the recommendation from people all across the country, all around the world, in fact, who have used this product. You can get a special deal if you mention Dr. Ken's name for that. And then you try Night Skin for night usage at the same number. Ask him about Night Skin at 800-607-7078. You'll get a free bottle to get started with that. Once you get onto it, you will not be using anything else for your face. Night Skin at night, Tylenol in the day, 800-607-7078.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
51 past the hour with Dr. Ken on Good Day Weekend.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2236.
Now have a boom boom Christmas. May all your dreams come true. Go tell Santa what you want, and he'll take care of you. So have a boom boom Christmas. And decorate your tree. It won't be long, you'll sing the song on a boom boom Christmas Eve. With a boom boom here and a boom boom there, boom boom everywhere. Let's
boom,
have
boom.
A boom boom Christmas.
God bless Freddy Boom Boom, Freddy Boom Boom Cannon. Do you remember him, Ken?
I don't.
Yeah, all right. A great rock and roller from the 60s, late 50s into the 60s. As we continue with Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Happy to be. He wanted to be here on Christmas, in fact, with you. And I'm happy to be here as well. 888-553-7536. Let's see. Next up, we can see about helping Susie in Alaska. Susie, go ahead. You're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Yes, it was the night before Christmas.
Yes.
Welcome,
and
Susie.
And everybody's up. I don't know if Santa's going to come or not. Merry Christmas to both of you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
Two questions. First of all, I'd like to hear about the carotid arteries and when you hear it in your ear after I ask you the question about my back.
Okay.
All right. I had surgery about 3 years ago, and I had pins, titanium pins put in. And when I walk around, sometimes it feels like those are poking me so bad that, I mean, I almost fall over. I mean, it hurts so bad I have to stop and hold on to something. I don't know what else it could be.
Well, I think you've made a good diagnosis. Have you had that re-looked at? Have you had an MRI done as a follow-up?
Not recently.
It's time to get a 30,000-mile checkup.
Well, what would make them do that?
Well, you know, you folks in Alaska, bless your hearts, you're strong, tough people. You take care of things, and I would imagine that just some wear and tear over the years.
And that makes them poke you?
Well, it could make it so that the pin maybe moved a little bit. It could have mislodged. There might have been some nerve damage. You know, I don't want to scare you, but anytime you have back surgery, it should be the last resort. You should get a couple of opinions and make sure you tried everything else and make sure you've had the right diagnosis. That's so important before you have any back surgery. But there's so many different problems you can have. You can have a reaction to the anesthesia, infection, spinal fluid leaks, nerve damage, paralysis, blood loss, blood clots. You know, those are just some of the things, a spinal fusion concern, and just in general, an unsuccessful operation. Sounds to me like you had a good result initially, but then as time has passed, not so good. And I'd be concerned that perhaps some of those extra pieces of material that turned you into the $6 million woman may have moved a bit.
Yeah, enough to have to put a mortgage on. I worked on getting it done for almost 10 years, so I really looked and waited.
Susie, hopefully it's nothing more than a little bit of physical therapy that you need at this point in your life. But just for peace of mind, I would see an orthopedic surgeon, ideally the person who did this, so they know what's going on there. If you feel as though you had a reputable person do it.
Yes, well, I did.
Then it's time to go back for follow-up. This is totally appropriate. They'll probably do an MRI of the area and just take a look and make sure that everything is where it should be. Hopefully all you need is just some physical therapy at this point.
Okay, well, what would the physical therapy do?
Well, it first depends on what your diagnosis is. Initially need a diagnosis you're having these symptoms.
All right.
And the MRI, the physical exam, will identify what's going on.
All right. And I heard just a part of the carotid arteries and the swooshing in your ears. I do get that on occasions, and it bugs me.
Susie, time to get a carotid ultrasound. Can't afford to lose a single listener here. Just an ultrasound, no x-rays, and that will image the pipe from the heart to the brain. Anybody who's hearing their heartbeat suddenly, that swooshing noise, you want to make sure that it's not a blockage in the circulation. Hopefully it's nothing more than some earwax. I would have somebody look in there. Don't stick anything in there to take it out. But first the carotid ultrasound, and then also at the same time make sure someone looks in your ears.
Yeah, my ears were clean, so I know those are all right. So I should have it looked at then.
Carotid ultrasound.
Yeah. Have it looked at. Susie, Merry Christmas. Thank you. Dr. Ken and his kindest, gentlest approach, a good way for you to perhaps get a second opinion, a sounding board. That's what we're all about here every weekend. Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who will be explaining how in the new year you'll be able to have the opportunity to lose weight the fast, simple, satisfying way. But until the new year comes around, eat, drink, and be merry. And have a merry Christmas.
Well,
happy
everybody.
To have been of service to you this Christmas weekend. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Stefan on the Good Day Weekend program. Good Day Health, 59 after the hour.